Ve'elah Shemais B'nai Yisrael Habon Mitzrayim Eis Yaakov Ish Ubei Seibo. Rashi says over here, Afal Pi Shemonim B'chayehem, even though they were already counted in Sefer Bereishis, Chozer Umonim B'misosa, Lo'idiyah Chibosan, to show how cherished they are by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenim Shlu L'Kechovim, Shemoytziyenu Machnisim B'misper V'shmoytzeyem, Shenemar HaMoytzi B'misper Tzivoam, U'lechulam B'shem Yikra. He brings out the hosts of Shamayim in accounting, in a misper, he calls them all by name. So I go into Simcha Wasserman Zatzal, said a very nice pshat here. And this pasuk, Hamoitzi b'mispar tzavoam, l'chulam b'shem is yikra, but tzavoah is an army. Klal Yisrael is compared to the stars, and tzavoam is an army. So he says the following. He says, in an army you find two different kinds of soldiers. There are soldiers with special names, and there are soldiers with no special names. There are soldiers that are up in the hierarchy of the army. You have a general, you have a colonel, you have a captain, you have a lieutenant, you have a sergeant, whatever. And then Ruba the Ruba of the army doesn't have a special name. And the ones with the names, their name will be their tafkid in the army. The ones without the names, their kayach is in the numbers. So Klal Yisrael is compared to a tzava, they're compared to an army. The Afal Pikein, L'chulam Shem is Yikra. Even though in a normal army, each one doesn't have his own special name, Klal Yisrael, each and every one of them, even though they're not Rosh Yeshivas, and even though they're not Rabbonim, and even though they're not Manidei Shir, and even though they're not up in the hierarchy, but each and every one of them has a special name. Why? To show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Machshiv, each and every individual. So that's why he ties it into the Pasuk. Hamoitzi b'misper tzavon. Hagam, the army of Klal Yisrael, their greatness is in the number. They would be daimed to the lower echelons of a regular army. Afal pikein l'chulam b'shem yikra. Each and every one of them has the same tafki. Every person's characteristics, one is different from the other. Every person has his own tunis and nefesh. And every single person has his own tafki in life, what he has to be mekayim. Well, one person can be Mekayim, the other one can't be Mekayim. Every person has his oifen of what he can be Mesakin in the Bria. And even though they seem like regular people, like average Joes, L'chulam Hashem is Yikra. Each one has a name. So brought down a beautiful story. Rav Moshe Turk is one of the big Mashpiyim in Eretz Yisrael today. He's one of the big Darshanim. So he said over, he was once, when he was a Talmud in Ponovich, so one Erev Shabbos, he sees the Ponovich Rav Zatzal walking with two boys, young boys, and he's giving them a guided tour of the buildings of Ponovich. Erev Shabbos, you know, people are pressured to get things done, and he's busy giving a guided tour to two young boys. He thought to himself, Mustama, who are these two boys? Mustama, they're sons of a gvir. They gave a big donation to the yeshiva. And Ponovich Rav Zatzal said, Toby, he wants to show the children what their father or grandfather's donation to them. He's showing them here and showing them there, and he's answering their questions. So he felt bad that the Rav on Erev Shabbos, he goes over, he says, you know, well, I could take them around. So the Rav, he refused, but then finally he was masked. So he took them around. 2 hours of guided tour to take them all around and show them all the rooms, show them, and they pestered him with questions and shaking him out. After 2 hours, finally, he finished his job, so he went back to the Ponovich Rav to say, oh, see, shlichusek, I was mekayim the shlichus of the Rav. And then he asked the Rav, who are these? They're sons of a big veer? He said, b'chol not. Not that I know of. He says, who are these? I don't even know them. He says, the Rav doesn't know them. It was pshat. They asked me to take them around on a guided tour. So I showed them around. It didn't make a difference to the Ponovich Rav that they were sons of a gvir, sons of a Rosh Yeshiva, two Yiddish neshamas. Every Yiddish neshama made a difference to him. L'chulam b'shemis yikra. Hashem calls every, what we think is a simple person. And the truth is, there's no such thing as a pashti yid. Every yid has something unique about him, and there's that special characteristic that he has. L'chulam b'shemis yikra. It says, Vayokam melech chodesh al Mitzrayim, Hashem lo yoda es Yosef. So Rashi says, Hashem lo yoda, also atzmoi ki lo yoda. So gemach, as if he doesn't know. But that's him, he knew, but he made himself like he didn't know. What was bothering Rashi? How's it shaykh in Metzias that someone shouldn't have heard of Yosef? Yosef Mamash was a major, major character in the history of Mitzrayim, and not long ago, not long before. And even if you learn that Vayokam Elachodesh is Machloikis, it was Nischach, it was a, it was the old king, or it was a new king, even if you learn it's a new king, it's very hard to believe that he never heard of Yosef, who played such an integral role in the history of Mitzrayim. So that's why Rashi says, Osa Atzmai Kibu Lo Yada, but it's impossible. Whether you learn he was a new king, or whether you learn he was an old king, it's impossible to learn that he didn't really know. So I saw Ha'ara, but the Maaseh the Pasuk says, Hashem Lo Yada. You know, good, you have a Ha'ara. You know, Rashi was bothered, how's a child, Hashem Lo Yada? Also, Atzma Kilu Lo Yada. Of the Maaseh, the Torah says, Hashem Lo Yada is Yosef. So how can you just stick in, also Atzma Kilu? It's a stira to L'chaira, the Pashto Pshat and the Pasuk. So I saw a Pshat from Amgoyim Rav Yosef in the Nedik. He was the Zechetzadik Levracha. He was a Mashgiach in Kletzk. So he said a Pshat. If someone is Osa Atzma Kilu Lo Yada, it's a sign that Be'etzim he doesn't really know. Because if he would know the chashivas of that particular thing, he wouldn't be able to hide himself. If a person makes himself nishvisendik, it's a sign he be'emes doesn't know. So over here, could be that he heard of Yosef. He knew about Yosef. But had he really heard about what Yosef meant to the Mitzrayim, it would be impossible to make himself as if he doesn't know. Right? Because if you really know the depth of what Yosef was, he says, L'dugma. People forget things, right? When you're negligent about something, that means you don't really know its importance. Because if you really would know its importance, you wouldn't be negligent about it. So you don't find people forget themselves and take their clothes off in the Rosh Hashanah. You'll never find it, I'm sorry, I forgot. Why? Because it's so borrowed to a person. That's such a lowly thing to do, and it's a bizyanistic thing to do. It's so borrowed to him, you're never going to find a person making such a mistake. Something that's borrowed to a person, he will not make himself like he doesn't know or be mistaken in it. So, behechruch, if you see over here that it was osa atzmi kilu lo yada, which you have to learn, shat l'chayra, that's shat hashem lo yada, he didn't really understand the depth. He says, Memel is the same thing with us when it comes to Inyanim in the Torah. Sometimes, you know, we forget about a certain prat, or we just don't pay heed to it, certain Hidurim or certain Digdukim in the mitzvahs. That's a sign that it's Memel's Lo Yod, that we don't realize the importance of every single prat of the mitzvah. Because if we would realize the importance of every prat in the mitzvah, it wouldn't be shy to forget. There was a Bachar in Slabodke that once came over to the Altar in Slabodke. He forgot to daven Mincha. He didn't know what to do. So the Altar told him, go to Rav Naftali Amsterdam. He lived in the vicinity. Go ask him what to do. So he goes to Rav Naftali Amsterdam. He's just on his way taking a spatzir. So he went together with Rav Naftali Amsterdam. He went on his walk with Rav Naftali Amsterdam. He's supporting Rav Naftali. And they're schmoozing, they said, I have a shayla to ask. I forgot to daven mincha. So what should I do? Naftali said, vergessen zu daven mincha. Oy, vergessen zu daven mincha. He looked like he was going to faint. Mamish, like he couldn't move. Oy, vergessen zu daven mincha. And Mamish, he's moaning and groaning. So what he answered the Vesa Commission. But the Bachar understood that that's why the Alta sent him to
to Rav Naftali, he should see Rav Naftali's reaction of what it means to daven a minute. Okay, I forgot, listen, it wasn't my fault. Rav Naftali understood what Mu'uvis She'en Yochel Liskein means. It's a Mu'uvis that you can't be misogyn. And he moaned and groaned about it. He had the emes, the idea of what every single tefillah is worth. Regular person is Hashem Yoda. He talking doesn't the hair what the depth of missing a tefillah is. That's exactly what the Altar wanted him to hear. The Amkes Advarim and what it really means to miss a tefillah. Vayelech Ishmi Beis Levi, Vayikach Es Bas Levi. Torah doesn't tell us who this Ishmi Beis Levi was, and it doesn't tell us who this Bas Levi was. Of course, we know that this was Amram who took Yocheved. So why are their names not mentioned? They'll be like, why is the Torah keeping it a secret? So I once saw one of the Svarim. The Torah is telling us over here, how were they Zoyche? That the Moshiach and Shel Yisrael came from them. They were Zoyche because they were totally mevatel themselves to the Rotzen of the Bayrei Olam. That their names even didn't exist. They made nothing out of themselves to do the Rotzen HaBayrei. So their own gaiva, their own ritzainas, their own covet did not play into the picture at all. Yocheved, it's a double parshat, we see what she did. She put her life at risk. The Melech Mitzrayim told her directly to kill every Zohar. She wasn't gairisit. This was she received the direct command from the Melech Mitzrayim, and Vatirena Hamyalda says it like him. And they didn't do what the Melech Mitzrayim told them to do, which means she was willing to risk her life. Her life was nothing. She negated herself totally for the Ratzon HaBayrei. That's the Bas Levi. He doesn't mention her name. She was Mavakal. Her name, her interest completely. Amram, very interesting thing. Amram makes a declaration. Everybody should divorce their wives. That in and of itself, it could cause a massive rebellion. What? Divorce our wives? We're sugar. And in Golos Mitzrayim, yet where things weren't hard enough as it is, he comes out with such a declaration. He knew what the reaction would be. It wasn't his fault, right? This is what he felt has to be done. Short while later, he makes another announcement. Forget about what I said. Everybody should take back their wives. But the mice, he's changing his mind, you know, back and forth. What happened to make him change his mind? His three-year-old daughter told him it's not a good idea. Can you imagine what the Gelechter was? You know, first he made this ridiculous declaration. He's not misbought. He's not misbought. At first he thought this is the right thing to do. And after he heard from Miriam that, you know, you're doing worse than Pari, he thought about it. She's right. He's not misbought. He didn't take his own self-interest into account. He didn't care about his egg in the covet. That's an example of a base Ishmi, base Levi. He's totally mevatel himself. So if you want to know where Moshe Rabbeinu came from, Moshe Rabbeinu is the same thing. Moshe Rabbeinu was mevatel himself, totally for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is where he came from a father and a mother that were totally mevatel themselves. Vayifen koi v'choi, vayar ki einish, vayachas ha-mitzri. Moshe Rabbeinu sees that a Mitzri hits a Yid, vayifen koi v'choi, vayar ki einish, vayachas ha-mitzri. So Rashi says, what does it mean, vayar ki einish? He looked into the future, and he saw that no man is going to come from him that's going to be Megayra to become a Yid. And the Meilah, he killed him. So the question is, if that's when this person was Chayiv Misa, if the Mitzri was Chayiv Misa, what difference does it make if a ger will come out from him or not? Like the Mai Nafkamina, he's Chayiv Misa, finished. Why would that change the situation in any way? So Rishulei Diskin says that the Gemara learns out from over here that a Ben Noyach that hit a Yisrael is Chayiv Misa. And that's the way he's brought down Halacha, the Rambam, and Hilchos Chayiv Lumazik brings down that a guy that hit a Yid is Chayiv Misa. It says, Vayifen koi v'choi v'yachas ha-mitzri. But the only thing is, this Misa is not a regular Einish Bidei Bezdin, it's an Einish Bidei Shemayim. He's only chai b'day shemayim, and the middle they didn't kill him b'day bezin, they killed him with the shem ha'mefayrish. Shem ha'mefayrish is a form of a misa b'day shemayim. So Shalufi's said, that's why it makes a difference if somebody would come out of him or not. If it would have been Mises Bezdin b'day Yodam, Bezdin has no way of figuring out if in the future someone's going to come out. They have to administer the chiyuv of Misa regardless. But if it's a chiyuv Misa b'day Shemayim, right, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, Keil Amuna Vein Ovel, Tzadik V'yoshu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu measures the whole Arum and Arum. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees if in the future someone good will come out of him, then the fellow Taka doesn't get Misa. So that's the pshat over here. Since it was Misa Midei Shamayim, and since it was done all day, the Shem HaMefayrish, Memele Moshe Rabbeinu had to know, was somebody good going to come out of him or not? He saw Vayar Tienish, Memele, he killed him. The Etzem, you also have to know, how did Chazal know to say, Vayifen Koy V'choy V'yar Tienish, no man's going to come out of him? I mean, part of the pshat, the pasuk is, he looked around to see if anybody's watching. She killed the mystery. Like, what's the, how did Chazal know the darsh in this? So Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zatzal says, Poshit. Because if it would have been a physical killing, so then he has to look around to see if someone's watching him killing him. But if it's just to say a shame, which is not nicker, why would he be worried about people around watching? Al-Korah, hey, yes, it was, Al-Yidei, the shame of a virus. Chazal had to learn, Vayifen Koy V'choy, right? That means he turned and looked into the future to see if somebody Tak is going to come out of him or not. Vayomer Moshe El Elokim. And Moshe said to Hashem, Mi Anoichi Ki Eilech El Paray? Who am I to go to Paray? V'chi Oitzi Az B'nei Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. They should take the B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. So for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Vayomer, Ki Eye Imach, I will be with you. And this will be the simon, the sign that I sent you. When you take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, you will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this mountain. What is the connection between the beginning of the pasuk and the end of the pasuk with Tavna Nesulikim Al Hor Hazeh? So Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu is that Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mi Anoich, who am I to be able to take the Yidden out? The Chiyotzi has been a Yisroel Mitzrayim. What schus do they have? They don't have a schus. And Lachayra, it's really not kedai to take them out right now. So Hashem says, number one, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to give you your kayak. As far as what schus they have, this is schus of the future. They're going to end up serving me on this mountain. That's the way Rashi learned pshat. But the Meshech Chochmah says a different pshat. The Meshech Chochmah says, Moshe Rabbeinu was the on of Mikol Adam. And he did not change a key who's there from before HaKadosh Baruch spoke to him to after he spoke to him. He was the same Moshe Rabbeinu Mithil of Atzayf. How's that possible? How's it Shayek? HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to you. You're capable of making Nisim. He mamish made Nisim in Mitzrayim, and he remains the same Moshe Rabbeinu before and after. How's that possible? It's only possible because Moshe Rabbeinu reached such a high madrega. He mamish spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu panim al panim, that when you speak to Hashem panim al panim and you realize there's so much greatness beyond you, so you're totally bottles like a candle right next to a big fire. The candle becomes bottled to the big fire. Moshe Rabbeinu came into such contact with greatness, with infinity. See, he was bottled to the greatness of the male. That's how it's shy of being on him. Moshe Rabbeinu also knew how much there is to know and how much he doesn't know. How great the Bria is. So he understood that he's very small. And that's how he was zoicha, because HaKadosh Baruch was megala himself to those that are anovim and those that are mevatel themselves to him. So where do you find such a thing? You find such a thing by Har Sinai. By Har Sinai, the different mountains, they all vied for the honor of having, you know, the Sinai's HaTorah given on them. Why was Har Sinai Zoyche? It was Zoyche because of the Midah of anovim. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him. Mi Anoichi, who am I I should be zeichet to take them out. Says, I'm dafka going to be with you because of that question of mi anoichi. That's good for the reason why I'm with you. Because Hashem, he rests his shin on those that have the need of another. The raya to that is, and when you take out the nation from Mitzrayim, this is where Matan Torah is going to be gufa for that very same reason. This is a similar dover for why you were zoiche to this greatness. V'shamu l'kailecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, they will listen to your voice. Uvorsa atov zikne Yisrael al melech Mitzrayim. You and the zikne Yisrael will come to the melech Mitzrayim. V'amarte lov, Hashem l'kei Ivriyim, Nikra Olenu. Hashem, the God of the Ivriyim, he came upon us. V'atov neelchon oderach shloish Hashem v'amidbar v'nizbuchol Hashem alikein. So Shamshon Rafal Hirsch points out, this is the only time where you hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name mentioned of a Keho Ivriyim. This is the only time you see this term used. Vosepis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu used this term of a Keho Ivriyim. Punkt over here. Zotar Shamshon Rafal Hirsch. Pirate looked at the Yidden and he saw there's no chance in the world that they're going to rebel against them. Even though they outnumbered the Mitzrayim, this is what they were afraid of. They gave birth to Shisha, Pekeres Echad. The population was staggering. But Paroi had faith. They're not going to rebel. Why? They're nobodies. In other words, they accepted life the way it is. They're avodim. They just go along with the tide. There's nobody there that has the motivation to be able to stand up and to rebel. That's really what happens a lot of times. A lot of times you find that the silent majority, they don't really like what's going on. They don't really like what the leadership is. But there's nobody there that's motivated to be able to step up and to lead a rebellion and a change to go against what the tide is. And they just follow the leaders, even though the leaders don't really care about them. And the leaders only care about their own personal gain. But they're willing to accept it because nobody really there is willing to stand up and do that. Avraham Avinu is known as Avraham HaIvri because Avraham be'Eiver Echad v'chol ha'olam kuloi be'Eiver Sheni. He was willing to stand up against the world. He didn't care about his family. He didn't care about the people of his city. He didn't care about the whole world. Didn't care about going against Nimrod. He felt that you have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Memela, he was a yachid that stood against the crowd. This is the message that HaKadosh Baruch wanted to be given over. These are children of Avram. And that midah of Ivri, that midah of standing up against the Rabbin, that inyan of rebelling against what you think is wrong, they have that ingrained in them. Now they're in the Memtesh Shari Tumah, so now it could be you don't see it. But it's a koyach within them that the Yarshim from Avram are Ivri, and I am the Elokeo Ivriyim. And at any given moment, if they're in this over, they can stage a mass rebellion against you. This is why B'davke, HaKadosh Baruch Hu used this term of Akei HaYivrim, you should know that they yarshin the mead of Avram to be an Ivri, to stand up against, to rebel, to go against principles that they don't like. Don't take it for granted. To have that inner koyach can come out at any given moment. So he's under Shams from the followers. There's a shaila asked by the Rishonim. When Moshe and Aaron came to Paray, Vayomer alei Melech Mitzrayim, Lama Moshe v'Aaron tafiu es ami ma'isav. Why, Moshe and Aaron, are you disturbing the nation from their work? L'chulis of Leisechem, go to your chores. Go take care of your chores. So the question is, what chores did Moshe v'Aaron have? Moshe v'Aaron were from Shevet Levi. They were not in the Shevet Mitzrayim. So what does it mean, l'chul l'sivleisechem? So one pshat, one could say, and the Ramban brings this down, b'shem d'Ibn Ezra, that Moshe and Aaron were the shluchim of Klal Yisrael. They were speaking on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So Pari told them back, don't scare the nation. go back and give the message. See, he wasn't saying it to them personally because they were not in the Shivud Mitzrayim. He was just saying, you are the messengers of Klal Yisrael. Tell Klal Yisrael, L'chulus of Leiseichem. But the emphasis Rashi really asks this question. Rashi was aiming on this, and he says, L'chulus of Leiseichem, L'chulim alachtechem Hashem avoteichem. Your own personal work, I'm sure you have what to do in your houses. Ava melecha shivud mitzrayim l'hoysa. They didn't have a regular melech shivud mitzrayim because they were from Shevet Levi. And a riot to that, the Moshe Aaron, they came and went whenever they wanted. They were part of Shevet Levi. So when he said l'chulis of l'iseichem, Rashi says, undoubtedly you have something personal to do. And the Rabban is takamayrach on the words of Rashi. And he's moisiv that it's a minik that every people has special chachamim that teach them their own laws and they guide them in their laws. Memeila Pari left them to be able to do their own thing and not to be part of Shivud Mitzrayim. I'd like to suggest another pshat over here in L'chulus of Loiseichem. That's Al Pi Zohar HaKadosh. I mentioned the Zohar HaKadosh numerous times. It says, "Vayimoru es chayeim b'avoyde kosher, b'chomer u'b'veinim u'v'chol avoyde basod." Stating the Zohar HaKadosh, "B'chomer do kal v'chomer." It's referring to kal v'chomers. B'veinim, bricks. That's libun shmeitzer libun hilchase. Working out the sugyas kahalacha. B'chol avoyde basod elu habraises. These are the braises. What's shot over here? How's chaymer? The cement is kalva chaymer, and levainim is libra shmeitzel, libra the hilchus. So what does that mean? So the argidal yo, argidal yeshua says a gaval begibshat. Adam la amal yulod. A person was created to work hard. He was created to shoulder a burden. You have a choice. You could either shoulder that burden in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If not, there's many other tirdas a person can have. He can have tirdas of parnosa, he can have tirdas of paying bills, there's all sorts of tirdas. A person gets to choose which one's going to be his ikar work. Klal Yisrael had that choice. They all could have been like Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi was Isaac in Kal V'chaymers. Shevet Levi was Isaac in working out the halachas, Aliba the Hilchasa. Shevet Levi was Isaac in the brises. Over the rest of the Yidden, they decided to go out into Mitzrayim and to see what was doing there. For that, the Torah says, "Vayimaru es chayeim b'chaymer." That tirda that you could have had being Isaac in Kal V'chaymer, you ended up using it with cement. Bilvainim, you could have used your avayda, your tirdas, to be Isaac and Lieber Schmeitzel, Lieber the Hilchase. You ended up with levainim. B'chol avayda basada, the same thing. You could have been Isaac and Bryce's. You ended up putting your efforts in to the b'chol avayda basada. So Pari was telling Moshe and Aaron, L'chulis of Loiseichem. Your work is supposed to be sitting and learning. Stop bothering other people who are standing there. He was saying it sarcastically, right? You chose that your avodah is going to be like Shevet Levi. Go do it, right? Either that or the other thing, right? You chose to do your sitting and learning. Go to what you're supposed to be, Isaac. This was the message that Pari was giving to Moshe and Aaron. I put in Shabbos.
Interesting. That letters from Kobe to Yoda is Hobart.